Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What's happening with the Knoxville community-based outpatient clinic for our veterans? Is it staying in town? Are the services offered going to change? Let's go in depth with Maureen Nichols, community-based outpatient clinic director, Knoxville. Maureen, where does the process stand with respect to the community-based outpatient clinic, or CBOC, in Knoxville?
Well, as of right now, I know that many of you in the community know that we had went out for bid for space for a remodel of an existing space. We didn't have bids that met our specifications. The VA has strict specifications for how the building has to be built or up to our standards. So we went back and got permission to go out again for bid for a new build or a rebuild, so those people can bid again, or if there's other people that are interested in with existing property. But what I'm working on right now is I'm working with the service lines because we're going to continue the same amount of cares. We're not cutting any programs from our Knoxville outpatient clinic that we currently have. In fact, we'll be expanding some. And so I'm working with them on the amount of space they need and what they need for requirements in their rooms. And hopefully in the next week or two, I'll have that finalized. And then our director, Mr. Cooper, will sign off on that. And then, of course, it's a long approval process that has to go to the secretary in D.C., which we all know is going to approve this. And the money is already set aside for our fiscal year 2012, which starts tomorrow, to be awarded in this year. And then after this approval comes back from the secretary, then the solicitation will go out for bid. And I'm going to say 90 days we would give someone to respond, maybe 60 because we really need to get moving on this. They would respond and send in their bid package to us. We would review that, do some site visits, and evaluate those according to our needs for the VA. And then we would make an award. And I know you probably want to know timelines, but it's hard for me to give timelines till I actually have that bid package out. But normally it would be 60 days for them to bid, 30 days for us to review, and then maybe another 60 days to give them the notice to proceed and to award the contract. And then, of course, construction, it's going to depend on a new build. You know, some people can build a new building in 3 months, others it could take 6 months. And then we would accept the property after it's through the construction project. If we accept the property, then we would move in immediately. But we plan to be moved in 2012, and I don't have an exact date for you. You know, I just wanted to reiterate that we're going to keep the same services that we have now, not cut back any services at all, and we will have a nice new facility to serve our veterans.
Let me make sure I've got this right. You sent out a request for proposals mm-hmm. for an existing structure to be remodeled.
Right.
And none of those that came in met specifications.
Right. We worked for a while on negotiations, but they just didn't meet all the specifications, yeah. I can say. Not saying they didn't meet any of the specifications, but there were some that they just didn't meet.
Okay, so we're starting all over again, only this time with the possibility of a new building as well.
Right.
Or the people that could come back, or even a building that wasn't on the radar last time
Correct.
Might be used. But it could be a new building.
Right.
All right. More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Knoxville community-based outpatient clinic with Maureen Nichols, director. Now, if it's a new building, do we know where it might be?
No. I mean, to tell you location, we have what we call a delineated area. And, you know, it tells between this street and a north, south, east, west border. But it really is basically in the community of Knoxville. Do want to make that clear. It is not outside of Knoxville. It will be located in Knoxville. And another question I know you're going to have is, does that include the VA campus? The VA campus is within the delineated area. So if someone in that area chooses to bid, that'll be their choice.
Okay, so it could be at the VA. It could be somewhere in Knoxville proper, not outside the city limits.
Right. It will not be outside the city limits.
So people are looking at all the big lots that are around if they're thinking of a
Correct.
New building.
Correct.
And this timeline, well, first, give us some idea of the size of the building that we're talking about.
I'm going to give you a generic, or just an estimate, between 12 and 15,000 square feet. And the reason why I'm saying that is in contracting, I'm not a contracting officer, but we have what we call net or gross, because your hallways, your mechanical rooms and things like that don't fit into that. And we're looking for a one-level facility.
One-level facility.
For handicapped accessible.
12 to 15,000 feet. So I'm just going to guess about the size of the old Farm and Home or the new Marion County Public Health building. Is that about in that size? Bigger, smaller?
I think it would be bigger than that.
Bigger than that.
Yeah. I don't remember the square footage on that Farm and Home.
All right. So it's a big building.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty big.
Lots of services.
Mm-hmm. This will be my largest space-wise CBOC, because this is I have five CBOCs, or community-based outpatient clinics. And the rest of them are just under 10,000 square feet. This will be the biggest one.
Now, a facility of that size is going to cost a lot of money, and I'm just going to guess.
Okay.
I'm going to guess $7 million. Is that what you're looking at, more or less?
I really can't tell you the dollar amount. That would depend on what the bids come back for. Yes, there is money set aside by Washington, D.C. for our build out, but that's just not something I can give out.
You can't tell me because you don't want somebody to hear that and think they could have come in less and then
correct.
Had it.
Yeah. And it's confusing too, because that's the build out. That means to build the building, and then, you know, we have to pay rent and janitorial and utilities and stuff later on. So, I mean, that's just unfair advantage to give that amount out.
And so, are the staff at the existing one on the VA campus going to move over? Are you going to be hiring additional staff? Anything like that?
They'll move over. I mean, we'll have the existing staff that we have, and we are adding some programs that we're doing a lot of telehealth, and we have just started with what we call telemedicine. It's actually a machine that on this end, our veterans will be able to come into here for an oncology visit rather than go to Des Moines, and they will be, our nursing staff will hook them up to, you know, it takes their blood pressures, it's a camera and everything, and they can meet with their oncologist through this machine instead of having to go to Des Moines. We'll be doing dermatology that way, cardiology. Yeah, we're going to have more services, but it'll be the same staff. Through retirement, we'll hire more, but it's kind of hard to say.
So maybe some new people come into town.
Yeah. If we can get more veterans in there, we'll get more doctors, and then we'll have a lot more staff, yes.
Okay, getting more veterans in there, what do you mean? You mean more veterans that are here that should be coming more?
Or? Right, that we can have. I mean, we have a lot of veterans out there that don't use VA services, and if we could get them into the system, then we would need another provider.
And some of those veterans probably need to be in the system.
Correct.
Do you have an idea how many?
No, I don't. We're actually working on that now, because we're planning on, in the next month or two, having even though we're still in our existing space and building one on the VA campus, we're going to do an open house or kind of a public affairs event to get people out, to let them know what we offer, because the VA has grown a lot in the last few years.
Okay, now a lot of the veterans that I know do a lot of walking, so it's going to be within walking distance for people in the city.
Well,
I think it depends on what your definition of walking distance is.
Yeah, I guess it would just depend on your definition of walking distance. And then I know that the HRDA, I think they still provide transportation.
So transportation isn't going to be
It's not usually an issue in this community.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Knoxville community-based outpatient clinic with Maureen Nichols, director. So the timeline, you said we should be looking for those RFPs sometime in December, around the holidays?
Yeah, I know they would like that to be sooner than it. I know they would like it to get out sooner. So
Okay.
It's just
they
getting
would like
approval.
It. The VA would like
yeah,
it.
Yes, the VA, the secretary also was visiting Des Moines 2 or 3 weeks ago, and it was brought to his, was asked by him again. And, I mean, it's well aware that the Knoxville CBOC needs to be opened and moved off the VA campus so that whatever's going in there can take place. I don't think it'll be any issue at all to get the approval through. Normally you would say you're waiting 3 months for the secretary's approval, but he's waiting for the papers to come to him. We've been working with contracting in Washington, D.C. because of the size of the outpatient clinic. It'll have to be handled from D.C., and they're just waiting for us to get that through here, have our finalized space, and then the approval will get done quickly. And we shouldn't have to rewrite the, you know, that's where we're lucky is we have already written the RFP for the existing space that we went out. So now we just have to tweak it a little bit because it's a new year and we have new fire protection laws and things like that that we just have to tweak into the solicitation before it goes out. So it should be a short process.
Okay, so sometime before early December,
right.
If we're lucky, then they get 60 days to respond?
Yes, unless they tell me to give them 30 days.
Okay,
we can do that. 60. Yeah, that hasn't been decided.
So architects, contractors are going to be working hard to get that plan together.
Mm-hmm. And I know there's many interested people already working to get that plan together.
So they're probably already thinking about it.
Right.
And probably have already maybe built CBOCs before. Is this something that's going to be a local thing? Look, I guess you're not going to tell me that. It could be local.
Could be local.
But a lot of times the same companies nationwide probably have their act together and know what to do and pull them together.
Yeah, and I'm not really going to say nationwide, but I know that my other facilities that I built, that both of those companies are interested and have been working with people in this community. But I think it's local people that are interested in having it, but it might be a construction and architect firm that has built one of my other CBOCs. I mean, I really don't know. I get calls all the time and I can't tell them much about it. Just let them know when it comes out.
So they've been thinking, they've driven around town, they've looked at the Marion County GIS website, they've looked at plots of land, they might even be in negotiation with landowners.
Yeah, they could be.
And have some idea of a plan that they can modify based upon the specifics of the RFP.
Right. And many of them have been to my other outpatient clinics, so they know what we're looking for.
And a couple of them have at least built your
clinics
before. Okay, so they're ready to go when that RFP comes.
Waiting on me, I guess. Yeah.
All right, and then ideally, they need to start breaking ground if it's a new one.
Right.
When the ground thaws, right? We're talking spring.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be in the ground. If you're going to get in 2012, they need to be in the ground.
Right.
And then you're talking being done and occupied, and you're talking about building the facility, furnishing the facility, making it ready for people. It might sound like a long time till we get the CBOC going, but really, if you think about all the things involved,
right,
it's going to be happening pretty quickly.
Yes. And the VA does the furnishings. I mean, it's just the shell, basically.
That's it?
Yeah, the shell, and you know, and how the rooms need to be set up. But we do the equipment and furnishings ourselves.
Right, because you've already got that down after all of this, after doing so many of them.
Right.
You know what works and you know what doesn't work in the CBOC.
Correct.
Okay. Is there going to be any impact upon the surrounding area, wherever the CBOC is, do you think? More traffic, anything like that you think about? Is there traffic concerns, noise concerns, anything that we need to think about or that helps with the site selection process?
No, I don't really don't think. I mean, Knoxville's a nice community and everything's pretty close, and I don't think traffic or anything will be a concern. I mean, we'll need to have a lot of parking, of course, because we have 43 employees at that outpatient clinic, so, and then several government vehicles because we go out into the homes, so parking will be, they'll have to have a lot of parking.
How long do you plan for this facility to be big enough? I mean, we've got more of our Vietnam vets aging, maybe needing some more help. We've got veterans from other wars that'll be aging as well. Is this to help with just, is the size and scope of this to help with just the existing population that's taking advantage of services offered by the VA, or is it built to handle 10, 20 years down the road?
this particular one is being built to handle down the road. And that's why I'm saying it's one of the largest space-wise, but it's the smallest for number of veterans of my five clinics. And I guess that's where all the negotiation on size and everything's going on, because we have built a couple in the last, I've built three in the last 2 years. And the first one we had finished, they've already outgrown it, but they see 4,500 veterans there. We see 2,100 here at Knoxville. So I know people are questioning the size that we're making it so big, but the secretary has also recognized that we keep building these and then our population increases and we're having to build again. So this will last us for a while.
2,100.
Mm-hmm.
And so how many, do you recall the projections 10, 20 years out? That
you know, it's so hard right now with projections, and that's what we have a new data analyst who's trying to work that out for me, because we never thought we'd be over 2,500, but we do have a lot of returning veterans and they are seeking VA care because of the specialties that we offer. So I don't have that number for you. I wish I did. I wish I could say 10,000. Mm-hmm. But
because then people would be getting the care that
right.
they need.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else that you'd like to add? Anything that I don't know enough about to even think about asking? Anything?
I really can't think of anything. I wanted to mention that we have Dr. Perryman, who used to be from Pleasantville. He had left his private practice in Pleasantville and went to work at Fayetteville VA, and now he is now working at the Knoxville VA, so I wanted to welcome him into primary care. I know many people in this community know him, and his father was also in practice in Pleasantville.
So he's back.
Yeah, so he's back working for the Knoxville VA, so it's nice to have him here. And I just wanted to reiterate that we are going to be here. I know there's a lot of stories that go around, but we're still existing, and we're going to exist in Knoxville, not any other community, to get that across, and that's really about it.
Thanks to Maureen Nichols for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.